And the widow of a murdered Mississippi civil rights leader will help open the inaugural ceremony today. President Obama selected activist Merle Evers Williams to deliver the invocation. She's the first woman and the first layperson to have the honor. NPR's Debbie Elliott has this profile.
Evers Williams' prominent role in President Obama's second inauguration comes in the 50th year since NAACP Field Secretary Medgar Evers was shot to death outside his family's home in Jackson, Mississippi. On June 12, 1963, Merle Evers was inside watching TV with her three young children.
And I recall that they said, "There's Daddy, there's Daddy." They knew the sound of the car and were getting up off of the floor. They were in the process of getting up off the floor to go to the front door to greet him. And the sound of the bullet.
Evers found her husband at the bottom of the front stairs, keys still in his hand. He'd been shot in the back, targeted because of his work to register black voters and desegregate public institutions.
Medgar became number one on the Mississippi to kill list.
It would be more than 30 years later before Merle Evers would see her husband's assassin brought to justice. She was in the courtroom when white supremacist Byron Dele Beckwith was convicted by a Mississippi jury and spoke to reporters after the verdict.
I'm almost speechless with emotion. All I want to do is say, yay, Medgar, yay, yay, yay.
Evers Williams met Medgar Evers just moments after she set foot as a freshman on the campus of Alcorn State University, the historically black Mississippi college where she is now a distinguished scholar in residence. She also serves on the advisory board of the William Winter Institute for Racial Reconciliation and has created the Medgar Evers Institute. Former Mississippi Governor William Winter, a one-time segregationist, says she has served her home state well.
Merle Evers had every reason to leave Mississippi, never to return. She has a right to be the bitterest person in America. It would be understandable if she hated all white folks. That was not what she chose to do.
Evers Williams says she's trying to make sure young students understand the legacy of Medgar Evers and other civil rights martyrs. She fears history is not being passed on as it should be.
My generation worked very hard to help America get to where it is in terms of race relations. I believe we became battle fatigued. After giving and doing and dying and just all of that to move this country forward, that we said we've done it.
Merle Evers worked alongside her husband as his secretary and top aide during his nearly 10-year tenure as the NAACP's lead organizer in Mississippi. After his murder, she left to raise her family in California and pursue a corporate career. But in 1995, she returned to the NAACP during a low point in the civil rights organization's history as it struggled financially and politically. She won a pivotal election as NAACP chairman by a single vote.
She won by one vote, Merle Wilder Evers!
After the vote, Evers Williams promised a time of healing.
Let us say to those who have laughed because we have been divided, try and get through to us now.
Right. Civil rights leader Julian Bond succeeded Evers Williams as NAACP chair. Bond says being the first woman and layperson to give the opening prayer at a presidential inauguration is a crowning first for Evers Williams and a crowning achievement for all civil rights activists on a day that also honors Martin Luther King Jr.
For everybody in the movement, seeing Merle Evers up there on that stage with Barack Obama will be just the culmination of some of the work we did and the knowledge for all of us that it was not at all in vain.
Evers Williams calls it an exhilarating experience to represent the civil rights era by offering the invocation at President Obama's inauguration. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.